Nolte, doomed CNN's primetime ratings hit 33-year low. By John Nolte on May 23, 2024. CNN suffered its worst ratings among primetime viewers in the most coveted demographic by advertisers since 1991, reports the New York Post. Glorious. The disgraced cable channel drew just 83,000 viewers aged 25 to 54 during the week of May 13 to 19 from 8 to 11 p.m., its lowest-rated week since 1991, according to Nielsen. Glorious. Fox News garnered more than twice the audience in the key demo, with 186,000 viewers, according to Nielsen. Left-leaning MSNBC was a distant second with 111,000, the data showed. Glorious. As far as total viewers during this same time period, KNLL averaged only 494,000 viewers. Meanwhile, MSNBC drew an average of 1.1 million, while Fox News drew 2 million. Think about this. We are in the heat of a consequential presidential election. One of those presidential candidates is spending his days in a criminal trial. Israel is at war. Russia and Ukraine are at war. That's as sexy as news cycles get. Presidential politics and war. But CNN is drawing fewer than 500,000 total viewers and way fewer than 100,000 demo viewers. Before we get to my favorite part, allow me to address this. Some of you might be looking at these numbers and thinking, no one wants to watch a left-wing propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence. But plenty of people watch MSNBC. The problem with CNN is not only this. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax / environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. Because MSNBC is no different. MSNBC spreads the same hoaxes. Hey, there's a reason why you never see Rachel Maddow and Jake Tapper in the same room. Believe me, there are enough leftists eager to be told they are right about everything to sustain CNN. Credibility is not the only problem. The problem is, CNN has hired the most unappealing group of anchors in TV history. If you switch MSNBC anchors over to CNN and CNN anchors over to MSNBC, CNN will win a million viewers while MSNBC sinks into the abyss. Jake Smug election meddler Tapper? Wolf I lost on Jeopardy Blitzer? Aaron Shark Eyes Burnett? Anderson T. Bag Cooper? Caitlin Nurse Ratched Collins? These are cold, dull, sanctimonious, unappealing, humorless, narcissistic liars. No one wants to spend an hour with them. You have to work pretty hard to hire that many losers. Here's my favorite part of the story because it backs up everything I've been predicting for 15 years, and I like it when I'm right. Thoroughly disgraced CNN chief Mark Thompson better get his act together before he completely destroys CNN, a top news producer told the New York Post. It seems like he's thrown in the towel regarding cable. It seems like he's thrown in the towel regarding cable. What this means is that CNN can no longer sustain itself without the left-wing affirmative action of cable/satellite TV, where CNN makes a dollar or so every month off of every sucker that subscribes to an overpriced cable TV package that includes CNN. If CNN is part of your cable package, you are subsidizing CNN and MTV, the Disney Grooming Channel, Comedy Central, MSNBC, etc., whether or not you watch. Related, CNN's Ian Coverage joins weather dramatization Hall of Shame. The rigged cable game is what has sustained CNN for decades because without those unearned cable dollars, CNN is not popular enough to survive. The biggest joke in news could never ever ever survive on merit, i.e., dollars earned from advertising revenues based on viewership. As more people cancel their cable TV and move to streaming, CNN, and a number of other basement-rated channels, lose all that precious revenue. CNN and the others will soon reach a point where too few people subscribe to cable to sustain their production costs, especially with next to no money coming from advertisers. And we already know CNN cannot survive on merit. Remember this? CNN has already lost its credibility, lost its viewership, and now it's a joke that's about to lose its cable network. Glorious. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.